Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
942, 18 till 10. I don't fish. I like to fish, but I'm more of a golfer, and I watch some fishing shows on TV, and we're talking about speckled trout here, and I'd love to hear from you if you are a fisherman at 504-260-1870. About what's going on with speckled trout limits. We welcome in Patricia Banks, Assistant Secretary for Fisheries at the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries. Good morning, Patrick. Patrick. I got the wrong glasses on. How are you, Patrick?
I'm fine, Tommy. I appreciate you having me.
Thank you, sir. One thing that I was surprised about is the difference between Louisiana Wildlife and Fisheries Commission and the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries. Some people tend to conflate those two, and those are two different bodies, correct?
Well, it is two different bodies. You're correct, but we do work together. Our commission is basically the regulatory arm of the agency. The agency is the administrative arm, and the commission is the regulatory arm. They pass the regulations that we need to effectively manage the fisheries and wildlife resources of the state.
All right, let's talk about speckled trout. What's going on?
Well, so our most recent stock assessment that we've performed, which is a peer-reviewed stock assessment, very good data, very good science, has shown that our spawning stock biomass, which is the amount of female reproductive fish in our population, is at the lowest point that it's ever been. And so we know that we need some regulatory changes to try to bring that population back up to a target level so that it'll remain healthy in the future. And so that's why we embarked upon this effort to make some modifications to our fishing regulations back in 2019. And then our commission finally agreed with us last year and passed some regulations. And then the legislature decided to strike those down just last week.
So where does it stand now?
Well, that's a good question. And we're going to have to go back and have that discussion with our commission. And that's what we intend to do here in the coming weeks, is to sit down with the commission and say, okay, the regulations that you all passed that we needed to conserve the resource was rejected by the legislature. You know, do you want us to bring a different option to you all, commission? Do you want to not do anything at this point and leave the regulations as they were? Or do you want us to do some additional analysis and then bring back some additional analysis to you? So we're going to be having those conversations with the commission here at the next commission meeting in March.
I'm presuming, Patrick, your only horse in this race is to protect the species and the fishery, right?
That's absolutely right. That is our goal. Our job is to advise the commission and the legislature on conservation measures that are necessary to conserve and protect the resource, and it is the commission and the legislature's responsibility to consider that information, as well as consider information from the public and the impacts on the coastal economies and things like that, and then make a final decision. And I think that's what the legislature did last week, is they listened to us. They also listened to the concerns of the anglers and the coastal communities, and they decided that this was not the way that they wanted to go.
Well, it seems to me like they listen to fishermen that vote. And I don't know if that's – I'm just being honest here, Patrick. I don't know if that's the best thing for the future of speckled trout in Louisiana. And again, I'm not a fisherman, and I'm 504-260-1870 if you are. I'd love to hear from you. Tell me about the methodology involved, because I guess the only way somebody could disagree with you would be to say that your methodology was flawed, because otherwise the numbers are what they are and they indicate what they do, correct?
That's absolutely correct. And a number of folks have tried to take issue with our methodology and the data analysis. Unfortunately, those folks just don't understand science, don't understand statistical analysis of data. Our data is, nearly 40 years worth of data, and it goes into an extremely robust stock assessment model, which is a highly complex mathematical model that evaluates the trends in those populations over many, many decades. And so our evaluation of the data and what the data is suggesting to us about the status of our fishery was sent out for peer review. So it went to a number of scientists all throughout the country to review it. And it came back from all of those peer reviews as a statistically sound model. And so we have a lot of faith in the science. And so there's a number of folks that have stood up in front of the commission and even the legislature and taken umbrage with the science. But unfortunately, they just don't have the statistical background or the biological background to really stand behind the statements that they've made. And so the science is very good. But, disagreeing with us in terms of it being too much of an impact on the economies of our coast is valid. But saying that the science is bad is absolutely not valid.
What about these surveys that were conducted? I see Pat Connick had a comment or concern about people voting multiple times. The surveys were about keeping the limits as they were?
Yeah, so we embarked, when we first brought this information to our commission back in 2019, they directed us to do a robust survey of the public. And so we had a lot of public meetings, in-person meetings, as well as email and online surveys. And so Mr. Connick was concerned about people voting more than once, but our survey system that we have online and through email guards against that. It will only allow certain IP addresses, which identify a certain computer or a certain smartphone, from voting in our survey more than once. Now, certainly the same person can go to a coffee shop and use a bunch of different computers and vote and do it that way. But, obviously that's a highly unlikely scenario, but they couldn't sit at home on their personal computer and vote a bunch of different times. Our survey system just does not allow that.
But that was just voting on what they wanted, not what the state of the fishery was, right?
That's correct. That was them voting on their preference for what kind of management measures should be taken to recover the stock.
Somebody texted in here, why not just regulate the charter fishermen? I fish maybe 4 to 5 times a year. Every time it costs me hundreds of bucks. I usually don't catch my limit, but if by chance I find a school of fish, I'd like to be able to fill my freezer up as much as possible. And I think what that text speaks to is maybe a blurred line between commercial and recreational fishing, because nothing against charter captains, but there are people who make their living by taking people out to fish speckled trout, which is a little bit of a blurred line between commercial and recreational?
Well, I don't know about a blurred line. I mean, certainly folks who are fishing with charter captains, they are recreational fishermen. Charter captains themselves are certainly executing a commercial activity. But with respect to why not regulate just a charter fisherman, charter fishermen are surveyed in our normal weekly attempts to understand how much fishing pressure is occurring. And when you consider the charter captain and the amount of fish that particular captain is catching, and not necessarily their clients, mm-hmm. but the captain themselves, it's actually a small percentage of the overall harvest when compared to the, hundreds of thousands of anglers that are out each year targeting speckled trout.
What about their customers? Is there anything, any skew toward that or not? And I got none against charter captains. I'm just wondering.
No, there's really not. We actually, if you look at the numbers, we have just far, far greater numbers of just regular private anglers than we do charter fishermen and charter clients.
That makes sense. So what happens if it stays like it is, Patrick?
Well, unfortunately, if we leave the regulations like they are and the amount of fishing pressure continues as it is, you know, our speckled trout population is already in trouble, and we will continue to see that biomass continue to drop. And so it's just not a good scenario for the conservation of that species.
Politics and science never make for good bedfellows at all. What happens from here? Well, they don't. We saw Patrick, look, we saw with the levees from Katrina. That's a classic example where the scientists said one thing, Congress said another, and look what happened. So what happens here?
Yeah, well, and unfortunately, that sometimes they don't make good bedfellows. But, you know, our politicians have a difficult, you know, job to try to listen to the science, but also listen to the public.
You're right, it is the public who
want these things. But in this case, I do think that my hope is that we can work with our commission to find a reasonable regulation that can be put on that can help the situation. It may not solve it, but it can help the situation that can also be accepted by the anglers and the politicians that vote for them.
Thank you, Patrick. Any final thoughts?
Nope. I just appreciate the time and appreciate you giving us the opportunity to explain some of this.
All right, and I'd like you to come back if anything changes. Patrick Banks, Assistant Secretary for Fisheries at the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries. I'll leave it with this. A politician thinks of the next election. A statesman thinks of the next generation. 9:53, 7 till 10. We'll find out what Newell Norman's got for you today planned when we come back here on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.